the reason why I didn't see the connection with what you're saying, Dick, is because the Spanish hid the roots of the word negre. By choosing the word negre, instead of being more openly honest like the Germans were under the Nazis, who chose the word swastika. The Jewish surname Schwarz means the same thing, black. Yet, it comes out of swastika, which is functionally equivalent to chakra, the wheel. So the rod or staff of kingly authority, or baton, at the front of a parade, is not meant to swing and hit somebody with. It's meant to spin on its axis. Because that's what it is. It is the linga, the creative power, or the chakra or swastika as it turns. And of course the Shiva linga is more than just a rod, but it's a yoni, a ring surrounding the rod that makes it complete, which gives it boundaries. Because without the ring surrounding the rod at its middle point, creating that hourglass effect, the rod would have no circular or cylindrical boundary to it, and it would just fill all space. So the yoni, the ring, comes in there and encircles the rod, creating a rod out of space and creating empty space surrounding it, in a sense. Although if it's more like a hourglass, then it's merely constricted at one point and immediately fans out into two conic sections in which the two cones, or not conic sections, but two cones in which the two tips of the cones meet each other, and potentially at least the angle of expansion emanating out of the apex of each cone could be up to 180 degrees, thus refill all of space, now just divided into two halves, and now we've got the yang and the yin. Twirling! So all of these symbols are tied up, and they all have to do with rotation. Now, what does rotation mean? It's the third chakra. The word for the third chakra is Ram, and my gut feeling is that the or trilled R sound in Sanskrit means to accelerate a spin, to speed up. In general, to accelerate, but it's best embodied by a wheel, because a wheel can increase its speed more readily than can a linear motion, because you're not dealing with travel across space, so to speak. How can I say this right? Well, the easiest way to increase spin is to bring in the circumference. Any, you know, skater twirling. If she wants to speed up, all she has to do is bring in her arms. If she wants to slow down, she just extends her arms. She increases her diameter of spin. And you don't have to add any energy. You just change the you change the diameter of the object being spun. So it's a very powerful principle, and it scares people. Acceleration scares status quo, because it represents the undermining of stability, because you're increasing or accelerating change. Not necessarily for the better, but you're speeding it up. And so this is what a spinning baton, although a rotating axle would be more accurate. That's why we kind of look upon these gals who can spin a baton. Ooh, that's pretty cool, because anybody can spin a rod on its axle. But to rotate a baton lengthwise is no small feat, and throw it up in the air and catch it as it comes down. Anyway, so that's the issue with negre. Why does it hide the truth of the kings, the black kings of Egypt? Because the black kings of Egypt represented power, the power of the vortex, which in all likelihood the Cheops pyramid at Giza is functionally equivalent to, because it's one half of a cone. The other half is actually would be underneath it with its base facing upwards, creating an octahedron. And of course we know an octahedron is in the center of two interlaced tetrahedrons, both of which form the cube. But that's a whole other area, the Merkaba. But this is what you do with two cones. You either point them two apexes facing each other, or their two bases facing each other. So in a sense, the twirling or the yoni, the shivalinga in which the yoni restricts the linga by surrounding it, is a transformation of the Merkaba. So the Merkaba is that stable, represents stability, while shifting those two cones such that now instead of their two bases, their two tetrahedral, no, it wouldn't be tetrahedral, it would, no, I'm sorry, two pyramidal bases are facing each other, now the two apexes are facing each other, creating an hourglass effect. Now we've got the spin, which is change. So we've got stability of the Merkaba, and we've got the change of the hourglass, or Shiva Linga, the Shiva, or the Linga plus the Yoni. And of course the swastika and the chakra are outgrowths of that, but it's all tied up and hidden behind the ramification of the association. What did the black kings of Egypt represent? Not just power, but where did their power come from? It came from India, the swastika, or the chakra. And so if we have to go back further to get to the get to the pure abstraction, that Nigre is simply a pointer of point. It doesn't represent power. I mean, to somebody who wants to idolize kings as being embodiments of divinity, okay, fine, but it doesn't translate. That's why it's subterfuge. It's a curtain. We have to part the curtain to see what's behind the curtain. So Nigre is the curtain, and behind the curtain is the swastika, and then we can dive in and see what the abstraction is. It's the Merkaba, out of which comes the Shivalinga, the yoni surrounding the linga. That is the appropriate way to define the roots of Nigre. Otherwise, we're just swimming around and we don't know what direction to swim. It's putting it mildly.